connection with today's agenda, so I'll run through those quickly, and they'll be up for a vote later in the meeting. Item number one, appoint the Dean, College of Public Affairs and Administration in Springfield. Number two, appoint the Dean, College of Education and Human Services in Springfield. Item three, appointments to the faculty, administrative and professional staff, and the intercollegiate athletic staff. Items 13, 14, and 16 relating to amending multi-year contracts with the head men's basketball coach in Urbana, the head men's basketball coach in Chicago, and the director of intercollegiate athletics in Chicago. And another item involving approving the University of Illinois policy and criteria for the use of search firms. We had two presentations at our meeting. The first provided by Ms. Maureen Parks, who is the Executive Director for Human Resources, and Mr. Eric Smith, Assistant Vice President for Human Resources, who reported on the proposed University of Illinois policy and criteria for the use of search firms. The policy and criteria were drafted in response to state legislation on the use of search firms at state universities that takes effect on July 1st. The policy that we'll be voting on today stipulates that search firms may only be used in certain types of searches and in specific situations. The Office of Human Resources plans to monitor the use of search firms throughout the university. The second presentation was provided by Dr. Shook, who discussed the university policy on conflict of commitment and interest and the recommended disclosure process for university officers. His presentation included recommendations for conflict review and oversight responsibilities for trustees, the president, and university officers. In addition, Dr. Keyes commented briefly on Open Meetings Act regulations that mandate that minutes from business conducted under exceptions specified in the Act must be reviewed at least every 6 months to determine whether the need for confidentiality still exists. The committee then met in executive session to discuss the recommendation pertaining to the release of sequestered minutes from Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee meetings, and the committee voted in open session to approve the recommendation to disclose certain minutes of executive sessions pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for July 11th at 1 p.m.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions for Trustee Strobel? All right. The next committee is the University Healthcare System Committee. Trustee Courts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. University Healthcare System Committee met via video conference on Monday, May 13th at 3 p.m. Excuse me. Accompanying me in this endeavor were Trustees Fitzgerald and Estrada, and I am indebted to them both for their thoughtful and active participation. Thanks to all who attended, especially those who presented, and I really appreciate everyone's patience with our first attempt at this new meeting method. As of the end of the third quarter of fiscal 2013, that is as of 31 March, the hospital is running a $6.3 million deficit. As has been previously mentioned, this is due in large part to a change in Medicaid reimbursement that we estimate that has cost us $30 million in revenue for fiscal 2013. Also, charity care is up from last year and clinical activity is down. Due to the many belt-tightening maneuvers by our administrative team, they still predict a zero deficit by the end of this June, which, if accomplished, would be a tremendous credit to their management skills. Infrastructure and facilities upgrades continue to progress, but the pace has slowed and the scope has been diminished to an extent due to fiscal constraints. Financing has been from hospital reserves, which limits us. Capital availability from a bond issue would be helpful, but the consensus is at present that seems imprudent until we have a better idea of the impact of the Affordable Care Act on our bottom line in the future. Of some concern recently, our reserves of days of cash on hand dropped slightly below the 100-day mark. On a positive note, Dr. Becker briefed us on compliance issues. I feel significant improvements have been made in this arena, a facet that requires our immediate attention due to being somewhat neglected in years past. Finally, the committee reviewed all the items on today's agenda pertinent to the healthcare system. They include item number 19, approved student health insurance rates for Chicago campus academic year 2020.